sokuyisikhathi sendaba ku VOA Ndebele.
Amachono zihlobo, siyalambulela kuhlelo lwethu lwezindaba eziphathelane leZimbabwe.
Studio 7, Air Voice of America, sisakaza sise Washington DC.
Siyahlangana kweza kusihlwa mthwakazi ngomgqibelo mhla ka 5 kuLwezi 2022. Igama nguNtungameli Nkomo. Endabeni zethu lamhlanje, umkhokheli we-TRIPC umnumzana Nelson Chamisa ubesebulilima eChankwa namuhla ukuyabonga abantu bakuleyo ndawo ngokuvotela ibandla lakhe kuma-by-elections asanda kwedlula. Usuvulwe ngokusemthethweni umsakazo weNtebe Manama Community Radio Station osemangweni weGwanda South. Kuhlandla lokuzilibazisa silomhlabeleli we-Afro Hip Hop odabuka enkayi u-Reason Spanda. Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye ziyalandela. Umkhokheli webandla le-TRIPC umnumzana Nelson Chamisa ubesebulilima eChankwa emangweni weMathebeleland South namuhla ukuyabonga abantu bakulumango ngokuvotela amakansila ebandla lakhe kukhetho lwama-by-elections oluqhutshwe ngompandula. Ibandla leli lanqoba kuward 1 lakuward 16. Uchamisa usole njalo ibandla lezanu PF esithi lihlukuluza amalunga e-TRIPC. Esuka ebulilima, uChamisa wenze omunye umhlangano labasekeli bakhe eMcDonald Hall kobulawayo wabakhuthaza ukuthi bavote ngobunengi ngomnyaka ozayo. Sixoxele lunga le-TRIPC unkosazana Precious Ndlovu.
Umongameli wethu ubaba uNelson Chamisa ubese bulilima esigabeni seChankwa lapho akade ezokholisa khona labantu ebonga abantu ukuthi bavote kuhle kukhetho lwama-by-elections ebulilima oludlulileyo. Ubezobonga abantu ukuthi phakathi kwamawadi amathathu abencintiswa kuma-by-elections sikwanise ukunqoba kwamabili wakhona. Bekuzokholiswa nje, kukholiswa lo ngumongameli ezobonga abantu, kudliwa inyama, kunathwa onamnede, kunjalo nje umongameli hayi ubezozikholisela labantu bebulilima ebanika njalo iveve lokuthi ngomnyaka ozayo akumelanga bawine amabili kuphela amawadi, kumele bawine wonke amawadi angu-22 awasebulilima.
Abantu beChankwa bona kungaba lezikhalazo yini abazifikise kuChamisa?
Abantu bebulilima bebejabule okumangalisayo ukuthi umongameli uyakwazi ukuyehla esuka khona lephezulu ezokholisa labantu ebulilima eyingxenye yebulilima. Bebengela zikhalazo ezitheni, kuphela bebezombonga. Usukele ezipho njalo ubaba uChamisa ogogo bebethunge izingcebethu bebonga nje ukuthi ubaba uChamisa ubavakatshele. Izikhalazo ezikhona kuphela ngezokuthi akhangelisise indaba yodlame esuka ibe khona evelela kubandla leZANU PF. Yiso isikhalazo esikhona. Ngaphandle kwalokho abantu bagiyard up to win the next election. Bamthembisile njalo ubaba uChamisa ukuthi ebulilima siyathanyela konke. Izikhalazo engingazitsho yikhona lokho kwe-violence kuphela, ukuthi akhulumisane lebandla elibusayo, akhulumisane labezomthetho, akhulumisane lamagqwetha akhangela ngezokuhlukuluzwa kwabantu, ukuthi okwenzakale eMatobo akumelanga kuphinde kubonakale futhi ilizwe lonke lingaka. Bebekhangelele futhi ukuthi ibulilima indawo yokuthula, abakhangelela ukuthi into ezinjalo zibe khona.
Unkosazana Precious Ndlovu, lilunga le-TRIPC. umongameli emasoni nanga kwa yena uvese mathebelele North eLupane State University emkhosini wokuphothula kwabafundi abafika phose inkulungwane ezimbili. Efika eJoshua Mqabuko Nkomo Airport wobulawayo umnangakwa uhlangabezwe ngamakhulu abasekeli bezanu PF abangamalunga okholo lwesipostoli. Umsakazo wentethe Manama Community Radio Station osemangweni weGwanda South uvuliwe ngokusemthethweni ngumphathi ntambo obona ngokwethula kwemibiko unkosikazi Monica Mutswangwa izolo. Walpeti Ncube uyalandisa.
Sangbonani dumelang ukusabela yabingelela emsakazweni wentethe Manama FM 97.0 igagasi
ngizolo kokhela studio 7 namngele ngenjabulo ukuzungulwa kwentethe Manama Community Radio Station esiduza siza kakhulu ekuhambiseni imbiko ephuthumayo kulumango omsakazo lo ngomoya wemsakazo wezigaba ezisithiyagalombili ephiwe imvume yokusakaza lugatsha lwe-Broadcasting Authority emangweni weMathebeleland. Eminye imisakazo ebalisa iRadio Bukalanga esePlumtree, Matoko Community Trust esemapisa, iTasumbuka Community Radio Trust esePinga, Ingqanga FM esembembesi, Shasha Community Radio kanye nomsakazo eliyetshwa ngayi. Eminengi yale misakazo iphakathi kokulungiselela ukuqala umsebenzi. Isiphathamandla seMthethwe Manama uMnumzane Nyakalo Makhurane uthi kuyabathokozisa kakhulu uduzu lweGwanda South sethole indlela yokukhulumisana nendaba ezivineyo eziphatha lesi sigaba.
Silesikhathi sidonsa sifeyila kungezwa kuthiwa ubhasile ebe ngulima indima ithujile.
Amazwe akhasekele induna yeGaranyemba uMnumzana Jeffrey Ndlovu Mhlamba yena othi sebezahlala besazi okwenzakala esigabeni sabo.
Esikhathini esiningi kulezinto okumele ziyaziwe ngelanga lelo. Nxa kukhatshana kunjengeHarare kuba nzima ukuthi uze kuhambise ilizwi leloku uripota ngeso kule 2 or 3 days.
Umqondisi womsakazo lo uMnumzana Velo Zondo uthi iNtethe Manama izalisa ukulondoloza amasiko abantu besiqindilesi.
Yemthi izogcina amasiko ilanguage njalo konke lobuntu bethu.
UMnumzana Al Amin Yusuf obona ngokukhethwa kwembiko kunhlanganiso ye-UNESCO eZansi Afrika uthi ukuvula kwamagagasi kudala ukuthi uzulu ikakhulu emaphandleni abe lolwazi oluzadala intuthuko ezigabeni.
Strengthening information accessibility for citizens, especially citizens who live beyond urban areas, allows them to participate fully.
Ukutholisa izakhamizi emaphandleni imbiko kudala ukuthi ziphatheke ngokugcweleyo kunhlelo zentuthuko.
Okwamanje umsakazi weNtethe Manama awubambe endaweni ezikhathana le-Bible School, kodwa umqondisi we-Transmedia uMnumzana Adonia Mushosho uthembise ukukulungisa lokhu ngokuphangisa.
Silo msebenzi wokuthenga i-transmitter ekhulu iza yenelisa ukuthi abantu bonke bakwanise ukubamba leyi radio station for a radius of about 40 plus or minus kilometers.
Ekhuluma la emkhosini okuvulwa kumsakazo lo eGwanda umphathi ntambo ubona ngokwethula kwembiko unkosikazi Monica Mtswangwa uthe uhulumende kamongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa uzimisele ukuvula eminye imisakazo ukuze uzulu athole ukuxoxisana nenduba abhekane lazo.
We want to give an opportunity to all communities to be able to express themselves, to talk about their challenges.
Sifuna ukunikeza uzulu ithuba ukuze akhulume izwi lakhe, akhulume ngenduba abhekane lazo, akhulume ngokwenzakala esigabeni, afaka imbono yakhe kuhulumende.
Umsakazi weNtethe Manama Community Radio Station uthole ilayisensi yokusakaza ngomnyaka ka-2020 njalo ngokuqala ukuthi usakaze ezansi yamaNdebeleni. Uzaqhuba inhlelo zawo kakhulu ngesiSuthu. imbonga Zulu ngendile Raton Lovu la yabe khona ejabulisa uZulu
kuba duna mangake lamthathele gwalaphi rebokhabu yaurwa le gomlisa ke tsiwa le mannama waruwa le gatsara tsiwa le mamusadi nda robala thithotiwa litholing timile barke segolo se se bomonage bo ikhutho go diphofolo mo go botala tshilimo le thabula o dala kwena nda mbirwa
nemelo msakazo we studio 7 ngisemana me kwanda Albert Ngube.
Abake baba ngabaholi bemelika umnumzana Barack Obama lomnumzana Donald Trump baza khankasela amalunga amabandla abo ePennsylvania namuhla phambilini kokhetho lwangolwesibili olokudinga amalunga ePhalamende kanye labo sibalukhulu. U-Obama uzaqhuba umhlangano endawonye lomongameli Joe Biden bekhankasela ilunga lebandla labo elamademocrats. Umnumzana John Fetterman yena ofuna ukuba ngusenator wePennsylvania. Xolo sihlobo zami, ngakolunye uhlangothi umnumzana Trump uzakwenza umhlangano wokukhankasela umnumzana Mehmet Oz yena olilunga lebandla lama-Republicans. Singene kuhlelo lwabesifazana.
Siyalamukela kweziphathelane labesifazana nelami uSithandekile Mhlanga. Asizweni umhlonitsho esilayo namhlanje ezibethwa ngegama.
Ibizo lami nguNonhlanhla Mlotshwa, ngingwebandla le-Citizens Coalition for Change, ngivela eMatopo, esigabeni seMathebeleland South. Ngingu-Deputy Secretary we-Rural Mobilizing and Strategy kubandla lona leli LSCCC. Besi vakatshele ilizwe leSweden, si invite organization okuthiwa All of Palme. Besi hambe khona singamabandla we Social Democratic, besingabantu abavela emazweni angu-12. Abanye unfortunately baswela ama visa yikho bengasafikanga, kodwa ngiyabona besingu-22 singabomama sihlangene sihambe khona sisiya kwenza i-course or i-workshop on women in politics. Sisenzele ukuthi ma ufika ekhaya kumbe ebandleni lakho u-influence ukuthi kube labomama abaningi in terms of gender equality, u-influence futhi ukuthi abomama bathi baparticipate kakhulu, baphathe kakhulu endabeni zombangazwe. Kumalanga lawa ngu-4 bekuyi-program sibili e-intense. Sifike safundisisa kabanzi ngendaba zokuthi abanye omama bona benze njani kwabamazwe ukuyincrisa ukuthi omama babe baningi abaparticipator kupolitics. Luckily kubo Belarus lapho elizweni labo kule 50-50 ukumelwa kwabomama. So abanye bebengakhali kakhulu ngokumelwa kwabomama kwezombangazwe, abanye bebekhala kakhulu nge-violence efikela omama abaphatheka kwezombusazwe, abanye bebekhala ngokuthi khona bona kade befuna kutshintsha elizweni labo kuyikuthi abakwazi ukuthi in terms of i-candidate selection ama-candidate ayabeselectwa njani in their parties, it's not open. So we're trying ukuthi sidinga ama-strategies around thina besi-worried kakhulu thina abeZimbabwe besi-worried kakhulu ngaku-participate kwabomama ku-politics, ikuthi omama ba-experience violence njenge-violence leyi esa-experience emavikini adluleyo ukhetho lwe-Matopo ukuhlaselwa ngabantu abangobaba singomama. Okunye esikade sikhala ngakho kakhulu, kade sikhuluma ngakho singabomama, that we share ukuthi we-experience i-cyberbullying on social media, lapho mama umuntu uyabe kuthethisa in terms of umzimba wakho ukuthi wendile kumba awendanga, ubuke kunjani, ufundile kumba ufundanga, into ezinjalo.
Kulula yini ukuthi wabele abanye ulwazi kumbe kuleminye imigoqo eyenza kungabi lula? Njalo sesikhangela besifazana khona ngapho eMathebeleland South, ungathi baphatheka yini kakhulu kwezombusazo?
Kimi ngikubona kulula kakhulu msasazi ukwabela abanye ulwazi engilufunde kwezindawo, ngoba umsebenzi wami ikakhulu ngokumobhalayiza omama emaphandleni. Ngimobhalayiza emaphandleni yonke, kodwa njengomuntu ongumama ngile ndawo enhlizweni yami evele ifuna ukuthi omama babe baningi baphatheke kwezombusazwe. So kimi kuzaba lula ukuthi ulwazi lolu engihambe ngalo uthola eSweden ngilwabele abanye omama, ngoba omama mina ngombono wami ngibone ngani akumelanga bahlale bekuma-position okuthi mzukwana kule rally bayapheka bayahlabela kuphele lapho. Omama batshengisile ukuthi bayakwazi ukuphatha ngesikhathi se-COVID. Yibo mama ezigabeni eziningi kade bephethe, kuyibo abakhokhelayo endaweni zokuthi kube lama-feeding scheme, endaweni zokuthi bagcine abantu abagulayo bakwazi ukuhlelela umndeni. Omama bebesenza zonke lezo zinto, betshengisa ukuthi omama in the community baphethe. So abaphathe baze bayephatha lasekhansilini, abaphathe baze baba ngamalunga wedale lephalamende. So ngiyafisa ukuthi ukuphathwa kwabomama eMathebeleland South, ukuphathwa kwabomama iZimbabwe yonke jikelele, inani labomama baphetheyo likhuphuke.
Leyo bekuyingxoxo lo Nkosazana Nonhlanhla Mlotsha, isiphathamandla sebandla le-Citizens Coalition for Change, osanda ukuvela eSweden emhlanganweni wokufundisa ngentuthuko yabesifazane, esixoxa laye ecingweni esemadofa. Asidibaneni njalo ngomgqibelo ozayo uhlelo oluphathelane labesifazane. Lilami uSithandekile Mhlanga, ngikhonapha eWashington DC.
Siyabonga Sithandekile. Siye kuhlelo liphuma lendaba.
Lingali tshona njani izulukandaba? Siyathibana njalo kuhlelo liphuma lendaba, litshone lendaba. Igama lami nguChris Gande. Lamhlanje kuhlelo lwethu sixoxa lomhlabeleli olodumo uJays Marabini. Yena ukhangelelwe ukwethula idlalade elitsha mhla ziku-26 November enkundleni yeBulawayo Theatre. Okokuqala ngiyakwamukela kuhlelo umnumzane.
Ngiyabonga, ngiyathokoza, ngiyajabula ukuba sehlelweni emsakazweni omkhulu kangaka emhlabeni wonke jikelele. Linjani lonke balaleli bathandi bakaJays Marabini?
Sizwa kuthiwa kule dlalade lakho oliyethulela uZulu idlalade leli limumetheni?
Yebo, 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 kule dlalade elitsha elitshatshatsha elibuyayo esizalethulela umhlaba wonke kuzabe kumnandi kakhulu. Sincusa wonke umuntu ukuthi eze kulo mcimbi omkhulu kangaka. Idlalade leli idlalade kimi eliqakathe kakhulu ngoba ngifiche ngesikhiwa kuthiwa ngezi-collaboration lama-musicians athile. Ukhona umusician okuthiwa ngutariro ne-gitari, musician very talented, usisi omunye otalented kakhulu odlala isiginci ngendlela emangalisayo. Kuze-ke igroup okuthiwa ngamaqaqa, abafana abachaya umculo wembube ngendlela enhle esezingeni eliphezulu kakhulu. So ngakho-ke njalo leli dlade liqakathekile ngoba lidlala ede libuya ngemva kweminyaka singathi phose 4 years. Ngagcina ukurekhoda ngo-2018, kuyikuthi okungenze ngihlalele sesikhathi esingaka ukuthi bengingezwa kuhle kuze kufike manje. So ngakho-ke iqakathekile leli dlade ngoba lidlalade elikhombisa ubukhulu bukaNkulunkulu ukuthi sembuyile, sengisempilweni njalo uNkulunkulu umbisile njengoba sibe mbanje umkhuhlwane. Manje ngibuye ngele dlalade li-strong-ke elimnandi kakhulu. Njalo idlalade leli lilo producer ovele South Africa onguye oproduce album okuthiwa khona nguNati Khalo, ubuye all the way from South Africa ozoproduce album. Njalo nguye record leyo wamixa wamaster album. So the album is amazing. The album is amazing. The sound is amazing. The message in the album is amazing. The singing, everything just is amazing in the album. The musicians abadlalileyo, isiginci, ngaba sezingeni eliphezulu kakhulu. So ngakho ke ngikhangela indlade kwindlade elilamandla kakhulu kwedla wonke amadla esengengaweza.
Sizwa kuthiwa kuzaba lomcimbi wokuphawula leli dlalade. Ungasitshela nje ngamafithane ukuthi ngobani abazaba bekhona emcimbini lo.
Yebo, umcimbi lo uzaba mnandi kakhulu. Ngikhangela vele impumelelo enkulu kuwo ngoba kusukuma iZimbabwe yonke, ngibona ngoba khathi sinxanga ithi nya thumela ama advert ukuthi ngiyabe sendawo nethile launch album, i response yakho na is overwhelming.
Umculo oculayo yiwona lo yini esiwujayeleyo kumbe zikhona ezinye ezifana labo reggae?
Yeah, umculo ngibuyele khona phana kuJazz Marabini ngoba uJazz Marabini yikho okule foundation yami njengomculi. Kuqathe ukuthi noma ngaze ngiyenze eminye imihlobo yomculo kodwa kumele ngibuyele khona phana ngaqasa khona ngoba yikho imculo lo yongenzela igama. Njalo umculo lo umele iZimbabwe in terms of sound, umele abantu bakithi lapha emvela khona ukuthi la bezwe ukuthi okwakithi nanku. So ngakho ke uqathekile lasozenge ulahle, ngizayenza vele i-reggae album, i-reggae album iyabile market yayo engasiyo mhlawumbe eyalapha kodwa ke oqathe ukuthi ulumculo evele ngisuke la phansi yumele ngukhulisa ngoba yiwo ongenze ngaba uJazz Marabini namhlanje.
Okokugcina ungavalelisa abalaleli?
Balaleli ngithanda ukulivalelisa kuJazz Marabini lo. Jazz Marabini one time umfana wokugodla waminyama amahlabathala amajamponda amalala ndawoni yithi labo. Ngiyabonga abantu bakithi, mbonge iZimbabwe, mbonge abantu bakithi lapha enhlala khona kuBulawayo, mbonge lapha ekhaya ezalwa khona eFlabhuzi. Ngiyalikhumbula, ngiyalithanda kogodlwayo. So ngakho ke hayi nanti idlala delija inomele liphakame, inomele sukume. Nanku mhlaka 26 November silenje album, wonke umuntu kasukume abuye. Ngizwile abantu bethi basuke emakhaya, abanye bathi sesilungisile izimota zokusuka sile khombi esuka lapha mina gathi ibhasi ngelanga ngifunza kulonje. So yikho khonoko
lo ke bekungujazz Marabini, umhlabeleli olodumo ebesiqhuqalayo kuhlelo liphuma lendaba litshone lendaba. Igama lami nguChris Gande, asibaleni njalo ngeviki ezayo sikhathi sinye.
Siyabonga Chris. Balandeli benguqu, nansi impumela yemidlalo yeKasilaga Premier Soccer League edlalwe namuhla. Cape United 2, Bulawayo Chiefs 2, Cranbourne Bullets 0, Tenax 0, Harare City 2, Bulawayo City 1, Wawa 3, Black Rhinos 2. iHighlanders yona izanqikilana leZPC Kariba kusasa. Iqembu leFC Platinum yilo eselathatha inkezo yePremier Soccer League, okusho ukuba sokudlalelwa ukuqedisa nje imidlalo lokubona ukuba yiwaphi amaqembu azagunyulwa kuleague. Sizigqibe ngodaba lokuzilibazisa, sihamba lomculi we-afro hip hop uReason Sibanda, osibiza ngokuthi nguReason Boss. Umhlabeleli uphethe idlalade lakhe lakuqala elilesihloko esithi Nalediyaka. Isisuthu ke leso, ngesiNdebele uthi kanyezi yami.
Ya, dikai, pale, ya urata manamu.
Ratola ka, bebu, uli ratola ka, suti, wina leti ya, wina leti ya ka.
Ekhaya ngidabuka enkayi ngaphansi kwenduna isikhobokhobo esigabeni sasesomakandana. Ngidabuka kuSibanda kubokoda, kulapho engibuya khona emculweni lapha nje. Nami asikudala ngingenile ngisasengofufuzayo, njalo ngidinga kakhulu uxhaso ukuthi abangabe benesifiso sokuxhasa bangixhase mpela, ngoba ngiyafisa kakhulu ukuthi ngiqhubekele phambili.
uReason uqale ehlabela irumba u wethula ingoma eyodwa nyakenye kodwa uphange watshintsha unyawo.
Ngabuya ngabona ukuthi lapha kuma rumba sesibaningi kakhulu ene namadlelo akhona mana angathi ayancipha, so ngase ngizama ukuthi ngenze iafro hip hop. So yiyo le ngidlalile nje ingoma zangkhona zing 6.
Abangathanda ukuthenga umculo wakho bakuthola njani?
Bangashayela ku 0780 033 1909. Yeah, ngizobuya ngiphinde futhi ngo 0780 033 1909. Yiyo inamba engitholakala kuyo.
Abalandeli ke ubatshela wapha amazwi.
Ngibonga kakhulu kubalandeli bonke abalaleli bomculo nabasapoti bonke. Ye, ngisitsho ukuthi inkosi mayibe nani, imibusise inivikele kikho konke ezilingweni zonke esingabe siyabe siyibhekana nazo.
Hebana Reasons Fanda o vina ka munati tota album yari Nalediyaka inkanyezi yami. Kusukela namhlanje uhlandla lokuzilibazisa leli sesilitholele igama sokuluhlelo abaculi bethu. So nge Friday was a Friday, then ngomgqibelo namhlanje abaculi bethu. Siziphethe ngebezihamba phambili. Umkhokheli we-Triple C umnumzana Nelson Tamisa ubesebulilima namuhla ukuyabonga abantu bakuleyo ndawo ngokuvotela ibandla lakhe kuma-by elections. Usuvuliwe ngokusemthethweni umsakazo weNtephe Manama Community Radio Station eGwanda South. Kwanele mthwakazo omuhle olivalelisayo ngontungamili Nkomo. Lila.
Siyalibonga ngokulalela kwenu. Asibeke ithuba elifanayo kusasa kuStudio 7
kusukela ngo-half past 7 kusiya ku-8 o'clock ntambama kuhlelo lwezindaba zeZimbabwe.
Tinotenda nekuteerera chirongwa chedu. Teererai zvakare mangwana kubva na 7 p.m. kusvika na 7:30 p.m.
Apo tinokupai nhau muririmi rweShona.
Lilani.
Murara zvakanaka muri yeZimbabwe.